Yeah, I worked with Tom, worked with, you know, by myself on some stuff with everything we do and you know, our playbook, went out there and you know, called our plays out and ran them, and just did everything I could without actually getting a live practice to simulate a practice, you know, and kind of doing all the drills we do out here and doing everything, you know, throwing to Tom and throwing to some live receivers and throwing some other guys. But I think the biggest part for me was the throwing was great and all that, but the mental side of it, studying the playbook, starting studying defenses as well and getting ahead in that was my biggest part.
Were you with Robert or were you on
your own? Rob came out there. I threw with Robert for a little bit, you know, and we got to work together for a while and it was cool, you know, getting to throw with him and just still learning from him and, you know, giving me teaching points even when we're, you know, away from the facilities. And it was cool for me and we had a great time and, you know, we added a lot of hard work and I felt like I improved, you know, a lot in the stuff that they wanted me to work on, you know, throwing wise, you know, in the playbook, everything.
What do you expect out of your first NFL training
camp? I think for me, I've always been a perfectionist, so I get a little frustrated when I don't get it right the first time. But for me, you know, I got to know it's a learning process. But I don't use that as an excuse. You know, I still know that I want to come in and not make mistakes and eliminate mistakes. But I think the biggest thing for me is just progress. You know, continue to improve. Don't make the same mistakes twice. Don't make the same mistakes I made in the spring with OTAs and mini camp. But I'm excited. I'm excited to compete. I'm excited to get out here in front of the fans and kind of get the vibe, you know, of a real training camp. And you know, I've already got to see how great Cleveland was. So now I get to, you know, practice in front of some of the fans and you know, with the rest of the guys. And it's just, you know, great to be back and get started.
How do you approach the competition? I mean, you got Robert, obviously, who's done great things in the past.
Yeah.
Josh has been around a long time.
Yeah.
So where do you fit into this legitimately this season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm the rookie, so I'm the guy that's learning from these older guys. But at the same time, like I said before, you know, I want to compete. You know, and that's kind of how I've been my whole life, and I've always competed, and I've kind of always had that blue-collar, you know, the mentality to come in and work hard. But you said it best. You know, Robert's a great player. Josh is one of the best, you know, vets, best minds in football, I think. And he's taught me so much, you know, since I've got here, and same thing with Robert. And, you know, Austin, another guy who started a couple games and has played and, you know, live reps are guys that, you know, I'm just kind of clinging to, and I'm listening to everything I can and trying to learn from them. You know, and I think it's really cool when, you know, I do something wrong, you know, they'll get on me, but at the same time, it's a teaching point, you know, so it's kind of constructive criticism the whole time. And Josh especially, you know, Josh is really hard on me, but, you know, we have sometimes away from football talk and just say, hey, man, I want to see you be good. I want to see you be great. I want to, you know, teach you everything I know. And he's done a great job of that, and it's been awesome to learn from such, you know, a great vet.
The coach came out yesterday and said he's going to name his starting quarterback before preseason. How do you feel about that? Is that good?
Bad? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change my mentality. You know, it's my mentality is still the same. You know, I'm going to come out and control what I can control. You know, and that's how I play, and that's how I practice, and that's how I learn the playbook, and, you know, learn defenses and do everything the right way. And for me, you know, I'm just excited, you know, to have another opportunity to come out and, you know, learn from OTAs and minicamp and come out to training camp. But it doesn't change, you know, my thought process. You know, I want to continue to do what I do and continue to, you know, control what I control and improve and learn from these other guys still, you know, and whatever that decision may be, it's not going to change my process even after that. You know, I'm still going to continue to prepare like a starter, you know, compete. But at the same time, like I said, learn from the older guys.
Cody, how does your mindset change, though, that now this is your profession, this is your livelihood, and what you hope to do for the next, I don't know, 10?
Yeah, it was, it's awesome. You know, it's very humbling. And, you know, I've talked to my brother Dylan a couple times about it. And he asked me, he's like, is it hit you yet? You know, you're playing the NFL. And I told him, no, I said, I haven't done anything yet. You know, just getting here. Obviously, it's something you take pride in, and it's been a long journey, but I want to stay here. You know, I want to be here for a while, and I want to continue to play and continue to improve. But, you know, I'm very thankful for this opportunity. And at the same time, though, you know, I haven't done anything yet. I still got to prove myself. I still got to work hard. I still got to do things the right way and show that I can play in this league.
Robert just implied that neither you nor Josh can run a 4.3.
That's very true. That's very true. I think I ran a 4.8 at the combine or something. But I played basketball, so I was always more quick than I was long stride fast. So I was that kind of transitioned to football for me. I played point guard in basketball all the way up until I got to college, and it always helped me with my footwork. You know, kind of being quick in small spaces. But no, that's correct. I cannot run a 4.3. I wish I could run a 4.3, maybe 4.3.30. But
obviously, you knew a lot about RG3 before you got here. But what did you learn about him during that time spent with him over the spring?
He really is a pro. You know, the way he does things, the way he talks about everything. He's a real just professional vibe to him. He cares about the game. He cares about the position, and it's been great for me to learn from him. You know, and same thing with Josh and Austin, but. Yeah, Robert has been great for me. You know, he's been, you know, a teammate, a friend, someone who's helped me out as almost a mentor, you know, in a way. And I've just been trying to learn from him as much as possible and learn from Josh and pick up things that I can that I wouldn't know, you know, being a rookie, things that they only can teach me. And obviously I know it'll be different, you know, than getting told one thing but actually doing it on the field. But when we're off the field, I'm picking their brain, you know, as much as possible.
Cody, now that you've practiced against RG3 or with RG3 and mm-hmm. Josh, how would you say your game is different than those two?
I don't know. I've, you know, studied them mentally more so, watched them mentally. I think, you know, Robert does a great job of getting the ball out on time and being athletic in the pocket, being quick with the ball. And Josh is just a guy that's a vet. You know, he knows where to go with the ball every time, and you rarely see him, you know, make the wrong call or make the wrong read. He always knows where to go with the ball. So I'm trying to pick up from that, but at the same time, you know, I've always been, you know, more on the mental side of it as well. You know, just being smart with making calls, you know, running the right play, getting in the right position. But also being very accurate, you know, and that's something that I've always taken pride in. And, you know, on the offseason, I've worked on my long ball as well and getting some more, you know, getting deeper on the ball and being able to push it down the field more. But I don't know. I think everyone, you know, brings something different, but we're all similar in some things. But I guess whatever some of my weak points might be now going to the NFL, I want to learn from them and pick up and see how they do things.
How's the pool?
I haven't tested out yet. It looks awesome. It's this facility is – Jimmy and D. Haslam are – amazing. They came in yesterday and spoke to us, and I obviously am a rookie, so I haven't heard, you know, many other owner speeches, but for me it was amazing. You know, they're such good people, and they come in and they were just real with you. They came in, sat down, started talking as if we were their own family and just had a conversation with us. And you know, it made the guys, or, you know, I don't want to speak for everyone, but for me and the rookies, we talked about just felt like, you know, you wanted to win games for them, you wanted to play for them, you wanted them, you know, to be, you want to pay them back for everything they've done for us and be successful. And, you know, that was the vibe I got. And Jimmy and Dee have opened their arms wide to all of us rookies, and they've been great to us. And just to hear them come out and speak to us, you know, yesterday and the speech they gave and all the things they hit on got me real excited to play football and get ready for training camp.
How do these facilities compare to those at USC?
USC had some really nice facilities. We were fortunate to have, I guess, really strong alumni that were living in the area. But the USC facilities were awesome. You know, it was great, and it's real similar here. You know, you have, it's not necessarily for me, it's never been about how nice it looks. It's just if you have everything you need. And we have, you know, that here and that at USC and more than that, you know. And it's been awesome. You know, the transition's been great for me. And but I was fortunate enough to go to a privileged, you know, university at USC and have some of the nicer things that we really appreciated. And then, you know, you come to the Browns and you have Jimmy and Dee Haslam, you know, give you all of this, and it's been awesome. So I've been very fortunate.